Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Okay, tonight's Shia, Simon Kuf Nun Hei, is very, very, very interesting and gives us a lot of material for very hot discussions. Okay, we're going to start straight away and you'll notice yourself the topics here that can be explored. Simon Kuf Nun Hei, page 88. Leilech lebeis haknesses, leilech mi beis haknesses lebeis medrash. To go from the Beis HaKnesses, from the Shul, Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaMedrash. Acha, Shiyotze me Beis HaKnesses, after he has completed davening. So we've finished davening now, we've discussed the Shul in great detail of the previous Simonim. It's finished davening now. Now, Yelech le Beis HaMedrash, he goes to Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah Berurah explains that in early generations, you wouldn't learn in a Beis HaKnesses. There's a Shul and there's a Beis HaMedrash. You don't learn in a Shul. So you go from after completing your davening, you go to Beis HaMedrash. Yelech le Beis HaMedrash, veYikba, and you should establish Eis Lilmoid. You should fix yourself as a time to learn. Eis, a time Lilmoid to learn. VeTzorich, and it must be SheOisoy Eis. This time, Yekovua should be fixed. SheLo Yavirenu, and nothing should stop him. Even if he believes, he thinks, he understands that he's going to make a fortune. When you have that fixed time of learning, nothing should stop. It should be like an absolute non-negotiable time. Even if you think you're going to earn a lot of money in this time, you're going to go and you learn in that time because it's a fixed time. The Mishnah Berurah will tell us shortly why this is so important. But let us just get that. Sifkot Aleph. Lielech lebeis hamedrash. The Issa beGemara. The Gemara says, Hayoytzim beis haknesses. Somebody goes to beis haknesses, from a beis haknesses. V'nichmas lebeis hamedrash, and he enters the beis hamedrash. V'oisik b'toyre, and he learns Toyre. Zoyche, he marries a mekabel pnei hashchina. He's mekabel, he accepts the pnei hashchina, the ribbono shel olam. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Yeilchu, they shall go mechayel from strength, el chayel to additional strength. Yeiroe, he shall see el Elohim betzion. He will have closeness to Hashem, betzion Yerushalayim. So we see that there is a great reward in being going from strength to strength. So what is strength? What's the initial strength is? And the second strength is? Learning. And bizmanom, and in earlier generations, there was a designated shul for davening. And there was a designated place to learn, to learn Torah in a different bezmedrash. And they used to lay spalel daven in Beis HaKnesses, used to daven in shul, and then after this you'd go to the Beis HaMedrash. So how would you fulfill nowadays Yelchu Mechayel Lechoil? I'm asking the Mishnah Berurah's hidden question. In those days Yelchu, you'd go from strength to strength by going from the shul to the Beis HaMedrash. But now how do you nowadays, since it's in the same place? So what do you do? How do you do Yelchu Mechayel Lechoil? Pardon? Open a sefer, but the Mishnah Berurah adds to that. Not just open a sefer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Af bizmanenu shmispalel in Beis HaMedrash." Even nowadays, that we learn in the Beis HaMedrash and we daven in Beis HaMedrash. We come back and nevertheless, Shaykh Gamkin, that was it's still possible. It's still relevant. The achar atfila after davening, yelech leischabei manoshim oiskim b'toyrom b'mishnayis v'chadoyma. So it's not just the point of learning, but the way the Mishnah Berurah understands yelchum echay lechol, you should learn with others. Ideally, you should try to learn if there's a chabur, there's a few people learning together, that's the ideal. Okay, of course, if there isn't, then Yelchum Mechayel Lechol will be the second strength, will be just to sit and learn for a few minutes. But even if that's not possible, but in the ideal case, it would be that there's a chabur of a few Yidden learning together for a few minutes. Veikpa, Siv Cotton Base, famously the Gemara says, this is the Gemara, Shemachnisen Odom Ladin Shoil Noisim, when a person after 120 goes up there. It's unbelievable. The Gemara tells us what the three questions are that a person is asked. After 120, a person is asked three questions. And we know what those questions are. And fascinating, it's really fascinating, the first question is, Kovato Itim La Torah. Do you fix time for learning Torah? That's the first question. So what is that? So it's not just, a person is not asked, after 120 years, a person is nifter, he goes up there. He doesn't ask, did you finish Shas? Did you finish, how many Mefarshim did you learn on the Masechtas? He doesn't ask, Hashem, we're not going to be asked how much volume we covered, and not how much, not even how much depth we covered. That's not the point. What is the question that we are being asked? Kovato itimito, did you fix time for learning Torah? Such as, of course, we all know it. Of course, if it's a fixed time, that's all, that's kavato itimito, you fix time, which seems to indicate a massive chiddush. What happens if a person always going to learn a certain amount? He learns every day 2 hours. But it's sometimes he does it first thing in the morning. Sometimes he does it in the afternoon. Sometimes in the evening. Sometimes he wakes up particularly early and does his 2 hours then. It seems to be that there is still a certain, is that still kavata in the material? There's lacking in kavata in the material. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be a fixed time. I wonder what happens if you have to swap the shir, change the shir for a quarter of an hour because of mincha reason. Is that a problem or not? So the point is that you need to have a fixed kavato itin mitzvah. You fix time for learning Torah. Mishmur continues. The Torah shikpa is miyad achat fil. Ideally, should be straight after davening. Mishum yelchu mechay lechol v'kanal. Ideally, if it's possible, often it's not feasible because of the scheduling and the days that we've got nowadays. But ideally, you should do the fixed time of learning. Should be straight after davening. V'gami im yelich mekoydin asokav chashin on shemay moshach is batl kviu. So he said, oh, additionally, if a person does it later, it could be that he's going to not end up learning. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that he addresses the famous gemara kavato itim le Torah. Now it should be fixed. That's the question that we asked. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating. Kavato itim le Torah. Now there's an interesting levush. That the Levush says interesting. I don't know why the Mishnah doesn't bring it. But the Levush says something interesting. What does Kavato Itim? What does literally Itim mean? Times. That's right. Ace is time, and Itim means times. So the Levush learns from that Kavato Itim. The Levush learns that Itim times means that you need to have at least two in the day. You should have one fixed learning by day and one fixed learning by night. Kovato itim la Torah. That's how the Levush learns. Interesting. It's not muchach, but that's what the Levush learns. Is that interesting? Yeah. So the kovato itim la Torah. That's what is it? But we learn over here that the importance of the importance of mamash having a fixed time. The Mishnah book continues, what should you actually learn? What should the person learn? Torah what? What exactly? Oh, you're quoting Gemara and Kiddushin. Yeah? What should you learn? Gemara, Mishnayis, Chumash, Musa. Ma'ashe libo'i chofetz. Says the Mishnah book, if cotton gimel, lilmoit. Chayev adam, a person is obligated to lilmoit. Bechol yom Torah shebi ksaf. Firstly, a person needs to learn Torah Shebi Ksav. A person needs to learn Chumash. Shehu Tanakh. Interesting, it doesn't say, it could be Novi and Ksuvim as well. So if you learn a bit, or you're interested, particularly interested in understanding the David Hashem, you want to learn a bit of Tehillim, you want to learn a bit of Mishli, you want to learn a bit of that's also, it's fine, it needs to be Tanakh. You need to learn a bit of Torah Shebi Ksav. Hu Mishnah v'gemorah v'poiskim, additionally, Mishnah, Gemorah and Poiskim. In other words, you need to learn a bit of Torah Shebiksav and a bit of Torah Shebalpeh. Who balabatim she'enim loimdim, and balabatim who can only learn, rak sholesh or abo shoyz b'yoyim. Balabatim who can unfortunately only learn 3 to 4 hours a day. Yeah. Lo yil medu b'gemorah lechot, they should not only learn Gemara. De bazeh eino yoytze, you will not be fulfilling your obligation. Lo tzoch shilmoy dafke gam sifre poiskim. You also need to learn poiskim. You need to learn halach lemaisa, you need to learn Mishnah Berurah. You need to learn, it's not good enough just to learn 3-4 hours a day, just Gemara. It's not good enough, you need to learn poiskim as well. Kol echad kefi asugos, and everybody according to his level. But kavachoyma, people, it's an absolute, you learn from this, Mishnah Berurah says absolutely clearly, and it's a shach, and it's a poiskim, and you're there. Now, a person has an obligation to learn halacha. It is an absolute obligation, and we all understand that, we'll appreciate that, don't we? That obligation for learning halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah said it very clearly, an obligation for just as a footnote, this Mishnah Berurah is widely quoted in an organization called Dirshu. They widely quote this Mishnah Berurah about the importance of learning daily halacha. That's they widely quote this Mishnah Berurah over here. To promote their mitzvah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalet continues and says the following. Shalo Yavirenu, you shouldn't stop. Whatever happens, you need to learn. The Ikar Mitzvah Talmud Torah Ein Lo Shir. Because really, Torah has no shir. There's no limit. There's no measure. It's one of those mitzvahs, as we say every day, that has no limit, has no time measure. It's ongoing, really. V'chiyuvu kol ha'yom, an obligation is every day. The pasuk says, V'gisa yom yom v'layla, you have to learn Torah, really, if it would be possible, we should learn day and night, but it's just not possible. V'chiyuvu kol ha'yom, kol zman sheyesh lo pnai. So the obligation is, interesting Mishnah Berurah, the obligation is to learn whenever you have time, and you are able to, and you're physically able, that's when you have to learn Torah. Whenever you can, you must. When you can't, you can't. But whenever you are able to learn, you must. Of course you need to work, of course you need to eat, of course you need to drink, of course you need to sleep, of course you need to relax. But when all this doesn't apply, then you must learn. When a person is really able to learn, but is positively mevatel Torah, he could learn Torah, he just can't be bothered. He just prefers to do something else. But he could really learn Torah, willingly, who korov lema sha'omu, chmeni zichonim v'och, that's what the Gemara said in Sanhedrin, al apostle, ki dvar Hashem bozo, he disrespects and he pushes away dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem. Zeh she'ef sholo lasik, but Torah v'enis, somebody who's referring to somebody who can learn Torah, and he doesn't. And he carries on a little bit on this point. And he adds later on that a person should learn day and night, Okay, now I want to ask an interesting question. The poskim discuss about the obligation of fixing time to learn Torah. What do you think is the halachic status of somebody who earns by learning Torah or by teaching Torah? Does he fulfill his obligation or not? I don't know, I should maybe switch this off for a minute. He does. Yeah? So I'm referring, again, people who earn by doing this very mitzvah, either by teaching or by learning. Do they fulfill this mitzvah? Do they fulfill this obligation or not?
Is he learning it afresh?
You're saying that it depends. If he's learning it fresh, you're saying it's probably fulfilling the mitzvah. If it's old news,
he knows it by peh.
Then it's not fulfilling
it,
much less so. Pardon?
Not earning.
Correct. Very correct. Very, very correct. To be very precise, you're 100% right. Nobody really earns Torah by learning. That's quite right. It's the halacha, the way it works, the person is from he could have earned in that time, and we are paying him for not earning something else.
For
melamdim, for their melamdim get paid for preparation. Okay, does everybody agree to that? Yeah.
I thought there was an Indian that if I'm either going to be a farmer, I'm going to learn Torah, and I'm going to feed my kids. So either you pay me to learn and I'll learn, or don't pay me to learn and I won't learn, and then I'll harvest. So there's an Indian that if I'm going to do something else instead of learning, then you're allowed to pay me so I can carry on eating.
So you're saying, therefore, that
there's no instant to be paid to learn. There's no, the alternative is you're not going to learn Torah because you need to have a job.
Okay, now I'm going to be quoting a Shaar HaTshuva. Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this. I'm going to quote the Shaar HaTshuva. Shaar HaTshuva is the one on the top of the page over here. He says the Beis HaMedrash, I'm Behetev. Kosav, Kosav, Rabin, I don't know what it is, Rabin Yoin, I'm not sure what that is. Tones Hadin, Beloinati Laschar. That's an interesting psak, first of all. He says that if somebody paskens a shaila, that's considered learning. Would you have guessed that? If somebody paskens a shaila, dones adin. If somebody paskens a shaila, pardon, it's considered learning Torah. It's a chiddush, because we have spoken earlier about because of Torah. It's not right. So that. Oh. Boch is davov.
Of three.
Oh. It's not considered. Oh, I see. Very good. Okay. So Paskin is considered. Paskin and Shad is considered Torah as far as this is concerned. Interesting Svara. Nice Svara. Very nice Svara.
Is there not enough room between a meaty, longish Pesach which requires him to open also Svara?
Yeah, so that's for. Very good. What you're saying is actually what we discussed in Simon Mem Zan and Mem Vav when we spoke of Birkas HaTorah. We said that if a person says Mutar also, it's a different level of Torah than if he actually explains it and he discusses it a little bit. So, but over here we're learning what the Shaila Tshuva says over here is that any Pesach is considered. But even more interestingly, he says now the following word. I'm just quoting, okay? I'm not saying opinions over here, I'm just quoting, okay? Haval Bischar. But if you're getting paid, v'chein, and similarly, melamed tinoiko is somebody who teaches children. Bischar, and he gets paid. Einoi oile. It's not considered, he's not fulfilling this obligation of fixing, of kavata itim
l'toyer.
He's getting paid for it. Now, although it's interesting, your point is really interesting that the background, the way it gets paid really is either for preparation or for schar bittel or whatever, the way it works. But ultimately, if you're getting paid for this, it's not considered kvias itim l'toyer. What do you think about this? It's very interesting. It's very interesting. So the Emma says, I'm fully aware there's a very, very, I must point out, Tisha Tshuva is a quotation which I quoted this correctly, but at the same time, there's many cholukim and there's a lot of discussion about this, about the Tisha Tshuva. But this is what he says. This is clearly what he says. So anybody who really gets paid for his teaching or for his learning, what would you tell him? What would you advise him? Pardon? Go to the issue, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so there is definitely an obligation for, there's definitely a, they should still learn in a non-commissioned way. He should still learn something else. He must if he really... Yeah, he will get schar, of course he will get schar, but there's still something missing. There's still something missing, he must be non-paid, there must be non-paid. As far as this... level of, there's still something missing of this kovato itim la Torah, had this obligation of being kovato itim la Torah, there is still, it has to be, according to Shai Tshuva, he mustn't get paid.
Why is getting paid
in Ikur? It sounds, not sure, have you got any suggestion?
I would say that so much of halacha is based on kavana that I don't see if someone's being paid and his kavana is that he's not in Torah in terms of
creation. It takes a relationship more away from it.
He probably does. It seems that a yid, I remember hearing from, as a child, from my Rav Zichron Livoch, Rabbi Liv Zichron Livoch, he used to say, it was like his motto, Teure und Tfile, das ist a yid. He always used to say that. Teure und Tfile, das ist a yid. A yid is Teure and davening. That's what a yid is all about. So I suppose if you get paid, it takes away of some. That's his identity. Identity is a yid who learns Torah. He can't learn 24 hours a day. You can't learn. We can't even learn those four, five hours a day, realistically. But a yid has to learn Torah. And if he gets paid for it, he's lacking in, takes away of something for it. Okay, I mean, it's a very, very interesting point, this. Good. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues now. La'aviach harbeh in tzevkot hay. Even if you're getting paid a lot, he says, He says that the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you know you're going to have a business deal and you're going to make a huge amount of money, but you don't break it because you've got kviyas itim l'toyra, then that's you're going to get rich reward. We know plenty of stories about this. I'm sure you've heard plenty of stories. They're very often publicized and published stories of people who have got kviyas. They're very, very rigid about their daf yoimi. They're very rigid about their kviyas. They're very, very rigid about it and very strict about it. And sometimes there's a business deal, they encounter a business deal which have to break and they stick to it, and ultimately they get even more money than what they thought they would. So there's plenty of stories about this. But the Mishnah Berurah, this is halacha, la'aviach harbeh ve'ish kazeh u'bale emunah, she'ma'aminu v'teach ba'ashem, sholiach salam ezeinoisu v'alidei zeh. He said, a person who doesn't break his kviyas, it's a person who knows that ultimately who provides panosa ultimately? Where does it all come from? So from Hashem, so Hashem doesn't want you to break his kviyas, Hashem doesn't want you to stop learning, That's not what Hashem wants. So obviously, he's going to provide you for panos in another way. Right. There's a story which, just to finish off with you, the last line over here. A person says, if I should get money, if I should get panasa, yovei hu be'atzmo me'akadosh baruch hu, the panasa will come otherwise from Hashem, even after I've completed my learning. Hashem has got plenty of ways of sending panasa. If it's not going to be, Hashem doesn't want it to break my kviyas. Right, so that shows the importance of mamash, the rigidness and the strictness of a kviyas ektim l'toira. There was a very famous, Talmid Chochem, good few generations ago, who wrote the Shai Ephraim. Ephraim Zalman Margolius. He had the same name than the rich Gvir in the two generations ago in London, who was a very, very big Baal Stocker. I think his great-grandfather, his great-great-grandfather was a famous Talmid Chochem who wrote Sforim. Going back good few generations, Ephraim Zalman Margolius. And he was a huge gvir. He was a very, very fantastically rich person. And at the same time, he had a huge business. His merchandise was a huge entrepreneur, really huge business. But he was a huge Talmid Chochem at the same time, and he wrote Sforim. And apparently, his children and grandchildren, they report that in his house there was instructions that whilst he was learning, he had his Seder Ayoyim, I don't know when he was, in the morning, in the afternoon, evening, I don't know when he was, he had a good few hours in which he would learn. The instructions then was that during those hours, consider me dead, he told. For business deals, for family matters, for those hours that he was learning, his instructions to the family members was, consider me dead. Don't disturb me, whatever happens. Whatever happens, don't disturb me. Don't consider me around. And even if it would be a multi-million deal, the equivalent of a business of a lifetime, he said, don't disturb me, whatever happens. This was in it. That's what they report. Similarly also, I asked once one of the grandchildren of Avilyashiv, pardon, what's that? When I lived in Yerushalayim, I heard a rumor that Avilyashiv has. This was when Avilyashiv was in his when he was the Avilyashiv, the postig of generation. I asked one of his grandchildren, was very close to one of his grandchildren, and I asked him, is it true? There's a couple of hours a day that Avilyashiv says that don't disturb me. He couldn't learn with chavusas. That was Avilyashiv's style of learning. He always learned on his own. That was the best way he would be able to concentrate. So Avilyashiv said apparently to his people, is it was 2 hours a day, 2 3 hours a day, that don't disturb me. He had thousands of shilas every single day. He said, don't disturb me during those 2 hours unless it's a pikuach nefesh shayla. If it's not anything beyond pikuach nefesh, don't disturb me. So I heard that and I thought that's really interesting because Avilyashiv has got hundreds, probably thousands of shilas every single day that people want to approach him. Really important shilas from all the rabbonim and dayonim internationally. And it sounds like a rigid kind of approach because remember, it's a shilas. It's not bittul Torah, it's a shilas ultimately. And just for anything beyond pikuach nefesh. So I asked one of the grandchildren, is that true? Is that real instructions or not? And then he starts laughing back at me. He says, what do you mean 2 hours a day? The majority of the day we have got this instruction. The majority of the day he says, don't disturb me unless it's pikuach nefesh. That's the way he lives. If they say that's when he learns and that's when he says, don't disturb me, whatever happens. And we live miles away from such a concept, but the appreciation of such a music gives us the understanding how to reach such gadlus. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Kotten Vav. What happens if a person does not understand what goes on? Okay, so he's got a kviyas itim l'Torah. But he just doesn't understand. He goes to Daf Yemishe just in the middle of Maseches Yevamos. That's right. He just lost it. He knows for the next 2 weeks he's just going to be. He's lost. He just doesn't understand. To be very honest, to be perfectly honest, he's tried. He just he can't cop it. He just can't understand it. Middle of Zvochim. He's lost it. Is there any point for him going or not? Is there any point going if you don't understand?
Still
effort. It's not the achievement, it's the effort.
If he's not going to learn anything else during that time, then he should, of course, go.
if there's an option for him to learn something more appropriate, productive.
Good. But what, look at what Mishnebuah says. Mishnebuah says in Tzivkot and Vav, Yelech Lebeis HaMedrash, Shloim Dim Sham, Ve'afilu Einoi Meivin Ma Shloim Dim. Even if it does not comprehend, it doesn't follow what's going on. Mikol Mokoyim nevertheless, Ha'akov Beis HaMedrash, the actual fact that he's hanging around, if I may use that expression, in a Beis HaMedrash, mitzvah. Unbelievable nusach. It's a mitzvah just to go to Beis HaMedrash. You know what you don't fully understand? It doesn't matter. You get a huge reward by just going to the Beis HaMedrash. Just go, even if you don't understand, it doesn't matter. You get a huge reward. For Kol Shken, even more so, im yuchal havin, mashalom di malocha ve'agoda, if you understand, it's even better. Yikva atzma lishma v'yalel b'mokam limut. Then if you understand, it's even better. But even if you don't understand, it's a huge, you get a huge reward. K'mo sh'omu chameinu zichon yivoche. Omer Rabbi Shua b'im Nachman, kol mi shabo le Beis HaKnesset v'shamea divetor, anybody who enters the Beis HaMedrash and hears divetor, zoiche, he will married Leisha ben Chachamim Lasid Lavoi, who will be sitting amongst and between the Chachamim in Lasid Lavoi, Shenema, as it says, Oizen Shoymas Tichachas Chaim Pekerev Chachamim Tolin. A beautiful way of understanding this medrash. Oizen Shoymas, an ear that hears Tichachas Chaim, who hears Torah, Pekerev Chachamim Tolin will dwell amongst Chachamim. So Oizen Shemas, if you just hear it, it doesn't matter if you don't understand it. If you just, the actual fact of hearing it, that will get rewarded. The Sforim write, I'm going to finish off with that. Sforim write that anybody in La'asid Lavoi, a person, if you heard Torah, even if you didn't understand, you'll be zoiche to understand the Torah that you heard, La'asid Lavoi. If you heard it and you tried your best, you'll know the Torah. But anything you didn't attempt to access, will to some extent, Cholila, remain inaccessible. It's because you have attempted to access that Torah, that because of that, Hashem will reward you and you'll understand it, however difficult it is, La'asid Lavoi. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned so many interesting topics. We learned about the idea of Yelchu Mechai Lechoel, you should go Mechai Lechoel. In previous generations, your person would go from Shul to Beis HaMedrash. Nowadays, in which we learn and we daven in the same place, Yelchu Mechai Lechoel is by just learning after davening, ideally Bechabur if it's possible. Mishabur also tells us that a person can't just get away by learning Gemara, a person must learn Halacha. And we also learned that a person has to ensure to have the fixed times of learning, both by day and in the evening, and whatever happens, that's, he just learns and finished. It's, nothing else can convince him to stop that kvias, whether it's a lot of money or other things. That the kvias itim is absolutely essential. We learned that the first question a person is asked when he reaches Shemaim is kavata itim la Torah. Finally, we learned that even if a person does not comprehend and does not understand what he's learning, nevertheless, it's a huge reward and a huge mitzvah by doing that.